So I run up to the coach and he's like, I'm like, hey, I'm like a kicker and I want to like try out and like show him what I can do and all this. And he looked at me. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, just give me a chance. Like, don't just judge me off what I look like. And he's like, okay, whatever. And you could tell, like, he was not really interested. He's like, there's no way.
Don't judge him by his size or his appearance. Freeland's Jack Dreyer is hoping to be one of the top place kickers in all of mid-Michigan. And that's a Duff Said. This is episode 7 of A Duff Said. I'm your host, Duff Tyler. Thank you so much for hitting the play button on Podbean. Now, if you're hearing about Podbean for the first time, it is a free app that you can download either through the Google Play Store or the App Store. There is no charge to sign up and listen to Podbean. And once you've got Podbean downloaded on your mobile device or your computer, all you have to do then is become a subscriber to A Duff Said. At 6 feet tall and 225 pounds, Freeland's Jack Dreyer will be the first to tell you that he doesn't look like the kind of guy who should be the place kicker on his high school football team. That's because normally Big Jack plays a linebacker and fullback for the Falcons, but this year he's hoping that he might be able to find success by adding another dimension to his game. He's going to tell us all about it right now. Jack, thank you so much for making the time.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no problem, Jack. Now, let's get into this. You are normally a linebacker, and you love that linebacker spot. You love to make the plays and just hit guys and take them down. So how did it become to be that you became the place kicker for the Falcons?
Well, so our kicker that we originally had graduated my sophomore year. And so we were just kind of having kicking tryouts, trying to find out someone. And I, like, kicked through youth, but I never, like, took it super serious. It was just, like, one of those things, oh, the team needs me to do it, so I'll do it. And then it just ended up that I ended up being pretty good at it. So I just carried it on and just kept doing it for our team. And what do you know? You just end up being half decent at something you never expect.
Now, as you might expect, Jack, in my job over the last couple of decades, I've gotten a chance to meet a lot of kickers, and there are some really interesting characters throughout football, whether it be high school, college, or professional, that are place kickers. Guys, you never expect. Like, here's a story for you. I am not making this up. I had a friend in college who, when he was in high school, he was legally blind, but he was a place kicker for his high school football team, and he wasn't bad. Dude was 4 out of 8
oh,
on
really?
Extra points. Yeah. In fact, we were all shocked when he told us this story, and we all thought it was a joke. You're not a high school place kicker. So he goes and shows us the videos, and we see all these news stories about him being a place kicker. And there was one in particular where the newscaster comes back on and he says, well, you know how people are waving their arms at the end of the game to distract the kicker? Well, he can't see them, so it doesn't bother him. And then there's another kicker I knew. His name was Steve Weatherford. You might recognize that name. He played for the Jets and the Giants. He won a Super Bowl for the Giants. He actually came from my hometown. I interviewed him when he was your age now. And he went on to Illinois. And then he goes on to become probably the most jacked, ripped guy to ever play that position. So you got that going for you. And then, of course, you know, I've covered the Indianapolis Colts over the years. You know what a big Colts fan I am. There's Adam Vinatieri, the oldest guy to do it. Yeah, I mean, that guy, I don't know if you've seen him lately, but dude kind of looks like Papa Smurf with that beard that he's rocking. You don't need the Just for Men right now. Your beard is not weird at all. It's fine. But you are now in that class of characters now. So welcome to the club, Jack Dreyer.
Thank you very much. Happy to be in it.
Now take me through the
club to be in.
It is a great club, and you know, the jacket will be coming soon.
So, let's hope so.
yeah, be checking the mail for that. But seriously, anyway,
right.
Take me through the first time that you got tapped to be the kicker for Freeland. What was going through your mind? Because like we've talked about, you've never really took on that position until it became a thing where they were just like, yeah, we need you to kick, Jack.
Well, so my freshman year, we were having, like, we always have kicking tryouts, like, on the freshman team just to, like, see what everyone can do, see. Because then the coaches would be like, all right, who can kick? And then, you know, you got every kid on the team wants to try kicking. So, you know, you end up having like a 10-person tryout for one spot. So we got out there and I just started kicking. And it's just, I've played soccer since I was like 3 years old up until I was in eighth grade. And then I was like, guess I'm going to have to play football instead of soccer. But so that's just like where the whole like technique and being able to kick a ball came from. And I've just like learned, like, there's just little things that is different about soccer to kicking a football, but you just like fix those things while you go along. And I ended up being the only Freeland Falcon to ever kick a field goal on the freshman team. So, I mean, that was pretty cool.
Did they carry you on their shoulders after you did it?
No, they did not, but I did get an applause. So.
Well, at least you got something for that. I mean, you set a record, and yeah. that needs its own accolades.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about last
yarder against Alma. We were up like 35-0. They were just like, yeah, let's just kick a field goal.
Yep. They said to you, Jack, it's your turn, you know, make us proud. And you did.
They make us proud. Oh yeah.
So take me back to the Shepherd game last year, because that was your first opportunity to nail one for the varsity team as far as game winners go. Take me through that whole scenario.
Well, so after the – so first off, it was our ball on – it was fourth down, and we were on our, like, 40 or something like that. And so Coach T was like, all right, we're just going to have to punt and go to OT. So we ended up punting it away. And as it comes down, the kick returner gets under it, and he muffs the punt. And we happen to get on top of it. So we get it on, like, the 37-yard line on the left hash. And KT walks up to me. He's like, all right, Jack, do you want me to run a play, get it in the middle of the field? I'm like, no, just let me go out there. Let me go kick it. Just don't make me think about it. Just let me walk out. So he's like, okay. So we walk out there, and I'm just standing there looking at the uprights. And it's kind of funny because Aiden West, he's my holder, number 10. Or he's going to be 24 this year. He was 10 last year. And he's my holder, and he's sitting there looking at me. He's like, Jack, there's wind coming from your left to your right, so aim for the left upright. I'm like, okay, I got it. So I'm sitting there, and I just let it go, and the second it came off my foot, I knew it was in. I swear I ran my fastest 40 back down the opposite way on the field.
Oh, my gosh. What was going through your mind? Could you even hear the applause from everybody? Could you hear the crowd going wild, or were you off in your own little world?
No, like when people tell me like the crowd distracts them and all this kind of stuff, dude, I was just in my own head. Just like, it wasn't the crowd. It wasn't, I couldn't hear anything. I was just, you're in like your own little bubble, and you're just like pretty much playing a game against yourself. Like, it's just the confidence. Like, how many times I've hit that kick, I was like, I got this, just in my head. And then you get out there and you're looking at it, and you're like, oh man, if I miss, like, and then you start playing that head game, but you just got to be confident with it and just kind of let it go and hope for the best.
And how did you stay focused? Because this was a special night on top of it being an important football game. It was the Clash for the Cure game, so you had a huge crowd that night. All eyes are on Jack Dreyer at that moment. So how did you tune everything out and get it through the uprights?
It was just more like just being confident with yourself. Like, I just know I can hit that kick, and I know I'm a good kicker, and it's just being able to tell yourself that against adversity. And it's not to be able to think negative. You got to think positive all the time when you're in that kind of situation. So you're not outthinking yourself. You just got to go out there and do what you can do. And you know you can do it. So you got to be able to show that and do it when you need to.
So you've got it in your mind now that you can do this. You've got a game winner under your belt. You've got a freshman record. So this summer you go to some kicking camps. And now you're up against the elite of the elite in terms of high school football kickers. We're not just talking the United States. There were some guys from Canada there too. So when you got to this camp and you see all these guys, you know, what was their reaction to you when they saw you? Because like we said, you know, you've got the beard, you're you know, 6 feet tall, 225. You got the build of a linebacker. What were they thinking when they saw Jack Dreyer walk in?
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny because – like going through all the camps I've ever gone to, like when I went to Alamo, when I went to SVCU, all that kind of stuff, all those kicking coaches, they look at me and they're like, why is this kid here? Like, he can't, like, he looks like a linebacker. There's no way he can kick a ball. And then I go out there and do it, and they get really surprised. I'm like, oh my goodness, look at this kid. And I think one of my big things is I have a really good leg strength for just who I am. Just I have a good build, I have good leg strength, and it's just a big technique thing with me right now. It's what's really holding me back from really killing it. But it's just like they see that, all these kicking coaches, and they're like, man, we can really work with this.
You know, what is it like, you know, when people have that perception of you that, you know, you have the stereotypical look of a linebacker, but then you make those kicks and then you just erase all doubt that you can do this? Because there was a story in MLive where you told a coach, hey, I'm available if you need me. And he was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not going with you. But then you changed his mind completely.
Yeah, because I went to Alma. That was the Alma coach. And I was just doing linebacker drills, and then Coach Townsend, he was like, just go hop in with the kickers like halfway through, and just so you can show them you can do both. I was like, okay. So I'm just doing linebacker drills, and I finally see the kickers walk out. So I'm like, all right, I'll go run over there. So I run up to the coach, and he's like, I'm like, hey, I'm like a kicker, and I want to like try out and like show me what I can do and all this. And he looked at me, he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, just give me a chance. Like, don't just judge me off what I look like. And he's like, okay, whatever. And you could tell, like, he was not really interested. He's like, there's no way. And then we ended up doing a kicking competition at that camp where all the campers got like around us and were like chirping and like pulling on our shirts when we were sitting there. And we were kicking, I think it went 30, 35, 40. And I made all of them by like 10 yards. So they all look at me, and all the coaches, and Elijah Velasquez was there with me. And he said that every single coach just kind of looked down, wrote down some stuff on the notepaper, looked at me, and just, it was just a cool experience. So like, it's like, I get to prove them wrong almost.
There's an even better part to that story, because that was the Alma coach. And after you started banging those field goals through with some distance to spare, next thing you know, they're making you an offer. I mean, that had to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool just to, like, they finally were just like, man, this kid's good. Like, he's got it. And they offered me right on the spot after the camp. I've been in touch with Coach Allison, who's, like, our recruitment coach from around or for our area. And it's just, like, it was cool just to be able to prove everyone that I can do this, and that it's, you can't stereotype me just to be a linebacker. Like, I can do the whole kicking thing, too.
Where does that passion for kicking come from?
Well, so you know Jace, and Jace, he's a big-time punter, and he went to all these camps too. And when I saw him starting to take it really serious, I was like, man, maybe I can do this. Like, maybe I can try it out, see, like, how I compare to everyone else, like, from around this area. And so when I went to the technique camp that they have for Coles, it was like I got there, and I, like, competed with these kids, and I'm like, man, I really can do this. Like, I – like probably should take this a little bit more seriously than I do. Instead of just doing it because the team needs me to do it, I should do it for myself so I can get to college for doing something I like.
Now, as you go from being Jack Dreyer, the guy who people initially didn't think could kick, to going to these elite camps, what was it like to be around all those guys that, you know, were really, really good at kicking? And what did you take from that experience?
So obviously, there are some kids at the Coles camp that are just insane, like D1 kickers going to Michigan State, going to the Florida States and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, like, cool to be able to see, like, what the best of the best looks like, to, like, compare myself to those kids and to, like, see what they do to help me improve my game. And then, like, you talk to them, and most of them aren't, like, cocky. They're just humble kids that their parents have been taking the Coles camp since they were 12 years old, so they take it super serious. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I haven't had a kicking coach in my life. And I'm like, you've been going here since you were 12? And so it's just, like, crazy how much time they've, like, put into it compared to me, and, like, trying to catch up for me is going to be difficult, but...
Now, obviously, they may be a step or two up on you on the ladder of kicking success, but knowing that you held your own against these guys, what does that mean to you?
I mean, that makes me, like, way more confident originally than I am, or, like, now than I was originally, because, like, when I went there and I got 64th in kickoffs and I finished 174th in field goals, and that was just, like, a big confidence booster for me to see that I fell a little bit ahead of the pack and a little bit in the middle on each one of those. just to like show that I can compete with these kids. Like, I'm not the worst one there.
Distance wise, how would you rate your game?
I can go from about 50 in, and then it's kind of iffy beyond 50 on field goals. And then my longest kickoff was 70 yards with a 3.25 hang time.
What is your all-time personal best on a field goal? How far can Jack Dreyer drill one?
The farthest I've ever hit from was 53.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario now, Jack, because, you know, you still play a couple of different spots. You're on defense, you're on offense, you're a place kicker. So let's take a game during the season. It could be any opponent. And here's the scenario for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the scenario. It's a tight game. It's on the line. It's tied late in the fourth quarter. Which would you rather do? Would you rather, in the linebacker spot, create a fumble and take it back to the house, get a pick six, or run the ball in as a fullback, get that game-winning touchdown, or would you rather kick another game-winning field goal?
Oh, man, that's tough.
I mean, either way, you're getting your name in the paper, and you're going to make the highlights on the Friday Night Football shows. But which one is it, Jack?
I'm going to have to go running in as a fullback. I feel like that would just be one of those moments when you're, like, running through the end zone, you're just going insane, and it's just, like, everything's coming at you like that. And I feel like it's a little less stressful than having to kick the field goal.
I know, because at that point, if you miss, everybody sees it. But, you know, there's a better chance you could probably barrel it in. You've got the size and the build to go through just about any line that you guys will come up against this year.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, the whole kicking thing, yeah, it's stressful sometimes when you got to go lining up and everyone's eyes are on you and you're just like, oh, man, if I miss.
Now, did you get a chance to talk to some of those other guys about the pressure that comes with trying to make a game-winning field goal? And if so, what advice did they have for you?
Well, so what was pretty cool was when you went to the Coles National Invitational Scholarship Camp, when you got there, they came out with all these kickers from the Big Ten to the SEC. Like, there's Michigan State, Michigan, Texas, Alabama, all these schools. And you just got to go talk to these guys. And, like, half of them, like, the Missouri guy was the guy that was helping me with my, like, field goals. And he was keeping track of everything. And so it was cool to be able just to talk to those guys about all their experiences and all the things that they've had to go through as kickers. Like, the one guy from – man, I forgot what school it was, but he was talking about how he came in freshman year, was supposed to be the number one, came out there, went like 2 for 4, got demoted, came back sophomore year, came back even stronger, won the spot back. And it's just like the stories that those guys have, because they've been through it all, is just cool to like compare to like, or like see what I have to go through later on if I keep on this path.
We're talking with Jack Dreyer of the Freeland Falcons on A Duff Said. Now, Jack, we've touched on this already a few times in the show. You still very much love to be a linebacker and fullback for the Falcons, but if you had the chance to go on to play college football and they were looking at you as being their kicker, is that something you'd be interested in if called upon?
I think so. I think it's just, I feel like I have the skill to do it, and just being able to get those offers and be able to go to school is just, it's just an honor for me. I just want to be able to do the best I can at whatever the team needs me for.
Your coach, Kevin Townsend, told MLive recently that you have a chance to be the best player on the Falcons if you put your mind to it. Now, those aren't just words coming from the guy who's your neighbor. He's also a coach that's had a lot of successful players come through his program. What's it like to know that with this being your senior year, that you have a chance to be that guy, and this really is your time?
I mean, it's just like, it's my last ride and I want to make it the best I can. Like, just putting in the work in the off season and always pushing myself, it's just everything I want right now. I want to be the guy that when people look at the Falcons, I want to be that guy if we lose or if we win. I want to be the front head, showing them that I'm here for this team and I'm here to win.
You and the Falcons kick off the season this Thursday against Marshall. What kind of year can we expect out of Freeland?
I think we are a very athletic team. We have a lot of we got a lot of athletic kids. Like, our whole entire, like, safety cornerbacks are running, like, low 4.6s, 4.7s around there. And then we got linebackers that like to hit, and that's what you got to love to see. And then I think we got one of the heaviest running backs, like, three running backs in the backfield in the conference right now with me, Trey, and Aiden. And I think we're just going to make it miserable for people to tackle us. So I think we're just going to be a solid team all around, and we're going to show you guys what we can do.
You guys have been in practice for a few weeks now. I'm sure you guys are anxious to actually get the season underway. But when you took everything that you got from the camps and brought it to practice, what was it like? Did they immediately say, oh my gosh, those camps made a huge difference for you?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because everyone – so when I went to Coles, I got ranked a 4-star kicker out of 5. And so it's funny because I'll be running on the field and we're about to do anything with special teams. And they'll be like, where's the 4-star when I'm running out there? I'm like, I'm coming. So it's just funny how, like, people take me more seriously as a kicker now after I went and did all these things and, like, showed what I can do.
When opposing coaches are going to be watching Freeland on tape this season – they're going to be looking at you and thinking, man, we can't let Jack Dreyer beat us at anything. This guy's a versatile threat. I get the sense that you're going to bring a lot of fear into those videotape sessions.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I bring a lot to the table. I mean, I play 4 different positions right now, and it's just like I'm never off the field. I'm always out there trying to make plays, so I'm always ready for it.
What is the one thing you were looking forward to with this being your senior year at Freeland High School?
I mean, I just want to be that team that makes it past the first round because we've just been a first-round team. We've just been good. We've been good, and we want to be great. That's what KT tells us all the time. It's like, we're a good football team, but we want to be great. So it's just the little things that we do and the little things that we work on in practice and in the weight room and on speed training in the mornings. We just got to be able to carry that on to the season and just put the work in.
You have an amazing relationship with your head coach, Kevin Townsend. In fact, as I touched on a second ago, you grew up in the same neighborhood as him, and that gave you the opportunity to play sports over the years with his kids. And just recently, his son, Jack, moved on to play football at Saginaw Valley State. As much as you want to get that win in the playoffs for yourself, for something that you can look back on with this being your senior year, how badly do you want to get that win for your head coach?
I mean, Coach T, he's like another father to me. I mean, I've grown up with him. He's been with me for so long, and he's always helped me in every way possible, both like getting recruited or even just helping me on the daily. Like, he's always there for me no matter what. Him and his wife, Jen, like, they're just – lovely people, and I love them, and they're always there for me no matter what. And then, like, I want him to have that satisfaction. I want him to be able to say we are a great football team and not a good one. I want to take him to Ford Field if I can, and that's the goal every year. We want to be the best we can, and he doesn't want anything more than for us to succeed.
He is Jack Dreyer of the Freeland Falcons. Jack, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was great.
Let's do it again real soon when you drill a big game winner to get you guys the district championship.
No problem. I can't wait.
That's going to wrap up episode 7 of A Duff Said. Here's what's on tap for episode 8.
We had a pretty good game, but I mean, we still had things that we needed to work on. And all the way throughout the season, we kept fixing like little things, kept like working together as a team, kept like getting closer. And as, like, the year went on, all the extra games we played, we were, like, by far ready, beyond ready for the state championship game. And, I mean, all of us, like, we were a tight-knit group. We all, you know, like, we were, like the true, like, brotherhood, you know?
The champs are here. A year ago, Avery Moore was leading the New Lothrop Hornets to the school's second state championship in football, and he got it done by coming out on top in the highest-scoring game in MHSAA history. The question now becomes, can the Hornets defend the mountain and get back to Ford Field? You'll hear from Avery Moore and Clint Galvis on episode 8 of A Duff Said. That's going to do it for this episode. And remember, if Duff said it, it must be true. Because that's what A Duff Said.